For listeners tuning in to this local artist spotlight, this story does discuss difficult topics, including sexual assault. I lay within a textile tent-like structure, glowing in shades of reds and pinks, as local artist Paige Stewart guides me through an experiential art installation aimed at healing.
Breathing. Just notice your body. Notice any tension, any discomfort. Just breathe into those spaces. And on your next breath, I don't want you to just breathe.
Stewart continues as I lay inside her creation, sewn of fabrics gathered from family and friends, symbolizing a womb. The womb installation is meant to act as an amplifier for healing, where those are encouraged to enter the womb and then be reborn. Just as the name suggests, the art itself encompasses all womb-related opportunities for healing. And that could mean anything from fertility, postpartum, miscarriages, hysterectomies, or other traumas. Stewart, who typically calls ceramics her medium of choice, said she started exploring other forms of art like painting after feeling stuck. And then she started diving deeper into art with an interactive element.
A lot of my artwork has acted as healing stepstones, right? So like my background, right? Like my experienced trauma is sexual assault when I was 18, right? Like it's, and that person, that page, that 18-year-old, like died at that time. It's like the best way that I can explain it. And the way that I've spoken to other women about how it changes you, right? The me that was like, did not go forward. And so part of like all of the healing that I've done over the past 18 years really felt like it would culminate with a rebirth. Right? Like a re-wombing, which is what I'm calling this, right? This ability to go back inside, heal at this big level, and then like rebirth myself, not without all of the experience and the trauma, but also the growth that came out of it into this now.
The art installation also explores the ways in which we inherit trauma.
It's called epigenetics. And it's not that your DNA is different, but the way that your DNA gets expressed does change, right? So the trauma happens maybe in a grandmother's line that's then passed down again, right? Because if it doesn't get healed, it can be healed. Like that's the most magical part about it. It can be healed. And then that expression ends, right? So let's say it's the trauma happens and then just higher cortisol levels are what's passed on until somebody in their own, like a mother or you or I, decide to change that. Through meditation, therapy, any of the like modalities that exist.
Stewart said she wanted to bring a different kind of art experience to the Gunnison Valley.
People are very excited, right? Because it hasn't existed here. And that's been part of what I've wanted to do, which is like have some level of contemporary art, right? Experiential art in our rural community. Like, yes, we have a lot of cosmopolitan. We have a lot of people from all over, but really serve our valley, right? With both this, you know, art and then also healing.
She acknowledged too that each person will experience her installation in their own way.
My story is my story. Why I made the work is why I made the work, but I understood that it is a vessel, right? It is a womb, and it is to serve any kind of womb-related challenge and also the joy within that, but a lot of it I wanted to transmute for people's trauma, or even if it's a beginning step of recognition.
Stewart then guides me back to the room in meditation.
And thank yourself for showing up today, for being willing to be in the womb, to be held again. And at this time, if there's anything that you want to call in, any areas that you know are deficient or that you struggle with, fill those up with love, appreciation, joy, becoming. When you feel totally full, your whole body is just vibrating. Come back to the room. When you're ready, you can come out.
And I leave the womb feeling reborn. That's local artist Paige Stewart. Her recent re-wombing exhibition is up through December 28th. There will also be small group workshops each weekend with healing programming set up in conjunction with the artwork. To learn more, you can visit page-.